Chapter 1. Pedal to My Metal. No stop signs, speed limit, nobody's gonna slow me down. Highway to Hell by AC/DC. When it comes to defining a chaotic life, a car accident offers a perfect metaphor. After all, it has all the salient buzz terms: losing control, slamming on the brakes, careening from one thing to another, hitting a brick wall. But for some of us, metaphors aren't enough. We need the real thing. On January 13, 2000, I had a car accident that, to this day, amazes me, terrifies me, and, oddly enough, fills me with gratitude. I was on my way to work, a punishing 60-kilometer commute from Hamilton to Toronto. There are various routes into Toronto, each more hellish than the next, but that day I chose Highway 401, a kind of trophy road for veteran commuters. If you can survive the stretch of 401 that winds like an intestinal tract across the top of Toronto, you can survive just about anything. My job didn't start until 10 a.m., so I was mercifully spared the full brunt of morning rush hour traffic. Still, in Toronto at least, there is no beginning or end to rush hour anymore. The highways are a continuous bumper-to-bumper caravan of cars and trucks at all hours of the day and night. All traffic, all the time. On the days when traffic is lighter, the stakes are jacked up exponentially. Speed limits are ignored, and the highway becomes an autobahn, making anyone who travels at 120 kilometers per hour feel like a slacker. Push the pedal to 140 clicks, and drivers will still whiz past you like distracted poodles on Dexedrine, snarling at your timidness while simultaneously juggling a coffee, a cell phone, makeup, an upcoming boardroom presentation, the kitchen renovation, and, oh yes, a steering wheel. It's truly a scary sight. It makes you wonder whether some drivers are even aware they're on a highway. On that glorious January morning, however, I was only too aware that I was on a highway. But something didn't seem right. The conditions were unnaturally good. It was a sunny day.